properly before high tide. Because it's easier to control a ship going against the tide it is with it, so they don't try and take a deep draft of ship down with the tide and trying to go against it for the last of the tide. And once they get to the wider part of the river, a little bit straighter, more manoeuvrable, then they can carry on all the way down and then aim to sea. So we'll go underneath the bridge here. So you've been moving under the bridge, if you look up, you'll see there's a gap in the middle, because the two carriageways, the east and westbound carriageway, were built completely separate. So it's like two mini bridges, really. The road section there is all hollow. There's all sorts of pipes and tables and all sorts of services run through there. And also that gives the engineers access to the slides, whole bridges mounted on slides. There used to be rollers, but there wasn't enough movement to justify rollers, so they replaced them with big slides. So on the top of every pier, see some handrails, and then above them is a little hatch. So the engineers can get there inside there and check the slides, make sure there's no cracks or any faults with them, and also all the internal concrete of the bridge. So that's how they check the inside. The outside, they abseil every 3 years, abseil from one end to the other, they get underneath the bridge. Once again, expect any cracks or any flaws or anything. But, hopefully, they don't find many.